Talking about death, part one. The theme of today's blog post may not be exactly cheerful, but you might just find it useful. The subject is death and dying. Whether we like it or not, it's something that we all talk about at some point in our lives. The first thing to say is that rather than use the terms die and death, a lot of people prefer to use softer, less direct ways of saying these things. The most common alternative to die, for example, is the phrasal verb pass away. Pass on is a slightly less frequent variant of pass away, and in US English especially, the verb pass is sometimes used on its own with this meaning. For example, sadly, her father passed away recently. I didn't know his mother had passed on. My aunt passed last week. The noun passing is sometimes used to mean death, though it is rather formal in tone. For example, we were all saddened to hear of her passing. Another way that people avoid using the verb die, especially when reporting the death of a person who was close to them, is to say that they have lost someone. We also use the noun loss to refer to a person's death. Again, these are gentler, less direct ways of saying these things. For example, very sadly, she lost her husband last year. My sister was so ill, we thought we were going to lose her. She was still mourning the loss of her husband. Other near synonyms for die are generally used in particular contexts. For example, when someone dies suddenly in an accident or disaster, we may say they lose their life. More formally, they may be said to perish. For example, we remember all who lost their lives in that day's tragic events. 86 people perished in the storm. If someone dies of an illness, they may be said to succumb or succumb to it. Confusingly, succumb can also mean to suffer badly from an illness. Again, this is a rather formal use. For example, tragically, he succumbed to tuberculosis, aged just 25. Finally, when soldiers die while fighting, it is sometimes said that they fall. This is a rather literary or formal use. We also use the adjective fallen, meaning killed in a war, and similarly, the noun phrase, the fallen. For example, a large window commemorates those who fell in World War I. It stands as a tribute to our fallen heroes. There's a memorial to the fallen of the Great War. My next post on this subject will stay with this theme and will take a look at the idioms that we use to talk about death.